This is Kelvon Rhett, and this piece is called Second Coming. What if Jesus came back while we were doing this? We had been trying to live saved, but he comes back right while we were being intimate. How will we react knowing now that we have to deal with the pressures of opposing the 666? If we could not deny our flesh from sex, how could we deny this ultimate test? Having cracked the sky and hell is eager to enhance, yet here we are, weakened in spirit, that we were too weak to put our flesh under subject. Too strong in our flesh to flee from temptation. What if Jesus decided to arrive while we were touching? And we did not make it in because instead of him, each other we were loving. Ignoring the way of escape because we were too busy lusting. It seems our hearts are troubled being, I am not your wife, nor are you my husband. But is it that time of intimacy when God's love to us means nothing? Or is it because we got caught on the day that we did not have enough time to pray? During that moment of escape, we got too caught up in foreplay. Is it because instead of reading our word, we were constantly in each other's face? Time flies in the blink of an eye and we did not have time to repent. What if we slipped up and we had no time to confess of our sins? Will all of this have been wasted years of being a son of thunder and a daughter of Zion? We go to church hearing the preacher talk about being aware of the times in Matthew 24. All the birth pains like deceivers of Christ and rumors of war and famines that we should have been ready for. Yet, the signs of the times we chose to ignore. What if Jesus came back while we were doing this? We have been trying to live saved, but he comes back right while we were being intimate. How will we react knowing now that we've grieved his spirit? Will we give excuses for our mess as if we were incoherent? Would we be strong enough to deny the mark of the beast? This is a warning, warning, warning. Jesus Christ is coming soon, judging everyone according to what they have done. I said he's judging accordingly. Will you be caught fornicating, or will you be ready for his second coming?